The Glory of Marc-Antoine Charpentier, the prelude, Te Deum, with in the trumpet and organ, Richard John Giulio and Paul Rito. Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Let's have some fireworks. It's George Frederick Handel's music now on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The music for the Royal Fireworks. There's the overture. The music of Handel, played by the Boston Baroque. Next, we'll have a good Mozart symphony that we don't hear very often, the 24th. Before we hear Nick May saxophone in a tune called Close Your Eyes If You Can. Before we hear a little bit of Gustav Mahler, as we're starting a kind of a Mahler on Monday thing to focus on a piece that the Kansas City Symphony is going to do in about a month, so we can learn some more about it together. Support for all this classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Here's Mozart's 24th Symphony on KPR. Well, obviously, that was not Mozart's 24th Symphony. Well, what we heard, I got so into it, I was about to change it and say, oops, wrong piece, but it was so good. It was the Capriccio Brillante, written in 1832 by Felix Mendelssohn, the middle movement, the second movement of it. In a really great performance, I thought. It was the Bamberg Symphony, with Sergei Edelman and Klaus-Peter Flohr as pianist. But luckily, we can also hear the Mozart 24th Symphony. We'll hear that next. I'll blame it on the coffee, or the lack of it. I'm in a study where every Monday I have to fast until 1 o'clock, and it's one of those buzzkill fasts where you can't even have any coffee on a Monday morning. So, here we go. Hopefully, this is the Mozart 24th Symphony now on Kansas Public Radio. Well, that's about it. It's a short symphony by Mozart, his 24th. I skipped the middle movement, which was just about 2 minutes, so we'd have plenty of time to hear some Gustav Mahler. On November 21st, the Kansas City Symphony with Matthias Pincher will do Mahler 7th, and it's a piece we don't hear too often on Kansas Public Radio, just mainly because it's so long. It's a mysterious piece. It's a great piece, and I think it should be heard more often. We'll hear it in just a moment, the first movement, after a reminder that support for classical music here on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And support comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir October 25th, sharing music across the globe for six centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here's the first movement, a Gustav Mahler 7th Symphony, with Pierre Boulez and the Cleveland Orchestra, on KPR. We've just heard the first movement of Mahler's 7th Symphony. The Kansas City Symphony will be doing it the weekend starting November 21st. So with our Mahler on Monday plan, about this time every Monday morning, we'll be able to hear each movement of it. Five movements before the concert that weekend. So it's not terribly much over an hour, but it's hard to play the whole thing between our newscasts. So anyway, that was the first movement of Mahler's 7th. That was Pierre Boulez and the Cleveland Orchestra. There's a nickname to the symphony, Song of the Night. It has five movements, and it's supposed to sound very mysterious and like space travel, which it reminded me of the theme from Star Trek, you know, that famous trumpet theme. I think Alexander Courage must have been listening to Mahler's Seventh before he wrote that. But as we heard, it ends very triumphantly. So it's really a journey that Mahler takes listeners on through darkness and light, from chaos to order. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, KPR. Thanks. Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. It's on before classical music starts at 9 o'clock, right here on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 for Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information is at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the Dole Institute, visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates The Midterm Election 1 Year Out, featuring Amy Walter, editor of the Cook Political Report, on October 30th at 7 p.m. or at doleinstitute.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. Good morning. It's 10:04. It's KPR. The Arabesque by Robert Schumann with Nelson Frere at the piano. Good morning. It's about 11 minutes into our 10 o'clock hour. Here's music by Francesco Maria Veracini. This is his violin concerto in D major with Alberto Martini, violinist on KPR. Just like that, the Francesco Maria Veracini fifth violin concerto. Well, violin concerto in D with concerto for five. Alberto Martini was the director and violinist on KPR. Love Bach a couple of times this hour. Next, on the harpsichord, the Fantasia and Fugue in A minor. And then we'll hear In the Air with Baroquelin and Simone Dinnerstein at the piano. Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Also, support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting Matthew Morrison, known for his role on the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Here's Robert Hill, keyboardist now, playing Bach on KPR. The keyboard music of Bach with Robert Hill at the harpsichord. The Fantasia and Fugue in A minor. That's Bach. We'll have a little bit more Bach in a bit, or a take on Bach. It's the Simone Dinnerstein group, Baroquelin. But first, let's hear Virgil Thompson, Kansas City native. Let's see what we can recognize in his symphony on a hymn tune now on KPR. By Virgil Thompson, a Kansas City native, his symphony on a hymn tune. That would Howard Hanson directing the Eastman Rochester Symphony Orchestra. Well, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. It's about 8.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. In the next hour, we'll have some Elgar chamber music. It'll take up most of the hour, his piano quintet in A minor. Also, two English songs by Herbert Howells and a William Boyce symphony. I guess it's all English next hour. We have J.S. Bach next with Simone Dinnerstein. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader hosting Sound Waves, an evening celebrating all things audio, Thursday, November 6th. Featured speakers from the industry, curated audio equipment, food, and drink. More information at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. And from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. This is Bach's music, but Simone Dinnerstein and her group Baroquelin calls it In the Air from this 2025 new release on KPR. Baroquelin, Simone Dinnerstein's group, calls that In the Air by Johann Sebastian Bach. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. A bit of Terpsichore by Praetorius, played by Christopher Parkening, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, live and local from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas. Devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU Research is at ku.edu. Just about 3 minutes, we'll hear an English Baroque symphony by William Boyce right here on KPR. It's 1101 Kansas Public Radio.
Live from roughly 0.75%, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Second Symphony by William Boyce. That was Sir Neville Mariner and the Academy. And next on KPR, Chamber Music by Sir Edward Elgar. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting bipartisan policy center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America on October 21st at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Before we hear the piano quintet next by Sir Edward Elgar, let's check this forecast. It's so windy today. This morning, the KU students were walking to class early this morning wearing sweatshirts with their hands drawn inside the sleeves. The wind is pretty strong, even though it's from the south. Today, ultimately staying sunny with a high of 73. Tonight's low in the 40s, about 45. And tomorrow, Tuesday, should be sunny with a high of only 63 and a northwesterly wind, which will be very strong at 35 miles per hour. Let's see, Tuesday night in the 30s, 39 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, 69. Thursday, sunny and 70. That sounds nice, and calm winds. And our chance for showers, that they say is being blown towards us, is a 70% chance for rain, maybe a thunderstorm Thursday night, and 70% chance as well for a rainy Friday. This is Opus 84 by Edward Elgar, his piano quintet in A minor, members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center on Kansas Public Radio. The Opus 84 of English composer Sir Edward Elgar. Chamber music by him, that was his piano quintet in A minor, played by members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center here on Kansas Public Radio this Monday morning. Next, a bit more English music. This is by Herbert Howells with Robert Bridges' text, My Eyes for Beauty Pine, on KPR. John Ayer leading the Memphis Boys Choir and Chamber Choir, and Frederick Homan at the organ, with Robert Bridges' text, My Eyes for Beauty Pine, set to music by Herbert Howells. Next is something from a brand new album. It just dropped Friday on the Numa label, and it's by Xenia St. Charles Iris Lilith, and it's called Close Your Eyes If You Can. Flowing music by a composer named Xenia St. Charles Iris Lilith. Close Your Eyes If You Can. From a 2025 album just released Friday on the Numa label, featuring Nick May, saxophone, and Alex Lee at the piano. They came in to play for us on Friday. The name of the album, and it has some great tunes on it, is called You, Me, Us. And it's all music for saxophone and piano, and has such pieces as Where Will My Flowers Go? And You, Me, Us is a suite by Spencer Arias. NickMaySax.com will tell you more about it. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
On Morning Edition, we hear from people every weekday.
Join us for Morning Edition. It's on before classical music starts at 9. It's on every weekday from 5 to 9 here on KPR. As soon as I woke up this morning, the first thing I thought was Live Day. It's this Friday. is KPR's annual Live Day, where all the classical music brought to you is live, either here in the studio or down broadcasting from the Lawrence Public Library. Such groups as Trio Lawrence and Maddie and Suniva, the cello and violin duo from K-State, and more. It's this Friday. Hope you join us for it as much as you can. It's made possible in part by Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This is KPR from KU. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. It's 1201. It's KPR.
Live from